Read the Passion of the Christ according to Mark. It's the shortest of the Passion narratives. But I want to say something about the last words that you heard Jesus say, my God, why have you forsaken me? I know a lot of people are upset about that, or it kind of troubles them, but seeming that God would abandon Jesus. Ironically, it is the exact opposite story. When Jesus says, my God, why have you abandoned me? Everyone there would have recognized that as the opening line of Psalm 22. It was the most famous psalm at that time. We like Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, but Psalm 22 was the most famous gospel, most famous psalm then. And sometimes when you would just say the opening line, it would reference the entire psalm. So if I say to you, if you hear me say something like this, oh, say, can you see? Right, everybody knows that's the Star Spangled Banner. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing it. It's the hardest song imaginable to sing. But if you simply say, oh, say, can you see, you know the rest of the story, which starts out pretty bad. The flag is under attack, there's all kinds of bombs, but it has a happy ending. The flag is still waving, and that's why it's our national anthem. It starts out really bad, but the flag is still there. And Psalm 22 starts out, my God, why have you forsaken me? But it ends with total victory, with good news. And so when Jesus says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Everyone around the cross would have recognized that as Psalm 22, and it would have scared the Pharisees. It would have scared the Romans. It would have scared everyone, because Jesus is basically saying the same thing as our Star Spangled Banner. It looks bad right now, but I am going to be victorious. Does that make sense? So actually, it has a good ending. But this ending, Passion, kind of is towards the end of Jesus' ministry on earth, but it actually recalls the very beginning of his ministry. The very beginning. At the very beginning, he is walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, and he walks up to people, and he's calling his disciples. And he does it in a very profound way, and a very simple way, and a very dramatic way. He only uses two words. He walks up to people and he says, follow me. And they do. And those opening words, calling disciples, turns out to be a summary of everything that Jesus is, a summary of our Catholic faith. If you ever thought that our Catholic faith was very complicated, very intricate, has too many this and too many that, it's too hard to remember everything, you don't have to remember any of it. All you have to remember is these two words, follow me. Our entire Catholic faith is based on following the words of Jesus and following the life of Jesus. And that keeps everything very, very simple. And so we had kind of a way of replicating the Palm Sunday procession this morning. Nobody walked anywhere, but you had the palms and you held them up for blessing, just like they did in the gospel. They held up the palms and they waved them as Jesus walked in. We kind of semi-replicated that. Follow Jesus into Jerusalem. So let me invite you during this Holy Week to continue that practice, to follow Jesus. So let's follow him not only on Palm Sunday, but let's follow him on Holy Thursday here in the church at 7 o'clock Mass, where Jesus began the Mass. It was the very first holy sacrifice of the Mass, where he instituted the Eucharist. He knew that people would need nourishment after he was gone, and he establishes the Mass for that very purpose. We will follow him on Thursday as he does just that. And then we follow him on Good Friday when we discover just how deep his love for us, that even crucifixion cannot stop him loving us. Even on the cross, while he's being executed, he is loving people. Father, mother, here is your son. Son, here is your mother. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He's doing that on the cross. Let's follow him on either Holy Saturday or Sunday to complete the story that begins with, my God, why have you forsaken me, and ends with resurrection. No other person in the history of mankind has ever risen from the dead. This person of Jesus, therefore, is worth taking seriously. Let's do so by following him as we have today on Palm Sunday, and also on Thursday, Friday, and Easter Sunday. We always simply follow him.